Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Underwear in My Shoe, My Journey Through IVF Unfiltered is a memoir by Brett Russo that explores the emotional and social realities of infertility and in vitro fertilization. Rather than treating IVF as a purely medical process, the book presents it as a prolonged personal upheaval that affects identity, marriage, self-image, and relationships with other women. Russo writes from the perspective of someone who expected family building to follow a familiar timeline and instead found herself facing repeated disappointment, anxiety, and isolation. The book is structured around candid, often humorous reflection, which gives the narrative a distinctive tone within fertility literature. Its purpose is not to provide medical instruction, but to make the experience of IVF more visible and more understandable by combining vulnerability with levity. The memoir creates a space for readers who have lived through infertility and for those who want a clearer view of what that journey can feel like emotionally. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, IVF as an emotional crisis rather than just a medical process. A central strength of the memoir is that it reframes IVF as an emotional ordeal with medical procedures attached, not the other way around. Russo emphasizes the repeated impact of negative fertility results, which can trigger panic, grief, and self-doubt long after the clinical moment has passed. This matters because infertility is often discussed in terms of tests, hormones, and protocols, while the internal experience is minimized. The book shows how uncertainty accumulates across cycles and can reshape daily thinking, making ordinary routines feel unstable. By presenting IVF through the lens of emotional strain, the memoir helps readers understand why the process can affect mental health, intimacy, and self-worth so strongly. It also clarifies why technical explanations alone do not capture the full burden of treatment. The result is a more complete picture of infertility as a lived experience, where hope and disappointment are repeated in cycles that become psychologically exhausting. Secondly, self-perception, shame, and the pressure of delayed motherhood, the memoir gives careful attention to how infertility can alter a woman's sense of identity. Russo describes feeling like a failure and feeling disconnected from the version of herself she expected to be, which reflects a common but often unspoken dimension of fertility struggles. The pressure is not only internal, it is also social, shaped by assumptions about when adulthood should include children and how easily that transition is supposed to happen. The book is especially effective at showing how these expectations create shame, even for people who have established careers, stable partnerships, and otherwise successful lives. That contrast is important because it exposes the false idea that fertility struggles happen only in the margins of life. Instead, the memoir shows that infertility can collide with achievement and still leave a person feeling profoundly inadequate. This topic adds depth to the book because it explains why the emotional harm of IVF often reaches beyond treatment itself and into identity, comparison, and public silence. Thirdly, marriage and partnership under the strain of repeated disappointment, Russo also highlights how infertility affects relationships, especially marriage or long-term partnership. The book suggests that IVF can produce not only shared hope, but also uneven emotional burdens, misunderstandings, and guilt when conception does not happen on the expected schedule. Both partners may experience disappointment differently, and those differences can create tension even in loving relationships. The memoir is useful because it does not treat partnership as a simple source of comfort. Instead, it shows how stress can complicate communication and reshape mutual expectations. This dimension matters because fertility books sometimes focus exclusively on the person undergoing treatment, when in reality, the process often becomes a relational experience. Russo's account makes clear that support is important, but it is not automatic, and the strain of repeated setbacks can require patience and emotional honesty. In that way, the book broadens the discussion of infertility beyond individual suffering and into the practical realities of maintaining closeness under prolonged uncertainty. Fourthly, humor as a coping method for pain that is otherwise hard to name. One of the book's defining features is its use of humor without trivializing the subject. Russo relies on wit and self-aware narration to make an experience that is often isolating feel more accessible and less shame-filled. This is not humor used to avoid pain, but humor used to survive it, in memoir form. That choice creates a distinctive balance. The reader sees both the seriousness of infertility and the small absurdities that can emerge inside an otherwise draining process. The practical effect is important because humor can reduce emotional distance, allowing readers to confront difficult material without disengaging. It also reflects a real coping strategy used by many people in stressful medical journeys where laughter can coexist with grief. The book stands out in fertility writing because it neither becomes clinical nor becomes sentimental. Instead, it uses tone itself as an argument. Hardship can be discussed honestly without losing humanity, and emotional truth does not have to be delivered in a solemn register. Lastly, sisterhood, visibility, and the value of shared infertility stories. Another major theme is the discovery of community among women facing similar struggles. Rousseau presents sisterhood not as an abstract ideal, but as a practical form of relief that comes from realizing one is not alone. That is significant because infertility often thrives in secrecy, and secrecy intensifies shame. By telling her own story openly, the memoir participates in a larger effort to normalize conversations around IVF and reproductive loss. This visibility has a meaningful effect. It helps readers recognize patterns in their own experience and makes room for empathy from people who have not been through treatment themselves. The book, therefore, functions as both personal narrative and social intervention. It shows that sharing infertility stories can weaken stigma, create connection, and transform private suffering into a more legible public issue. In a category where many books are either instructional or clinical, this memoir stands out by making emotional recognition itself part of the book's purpose. In conclusion, The Underwear in My Shoe is best suited for readers who want an honest memoir about IVF rather than a medical guide to fertility treatment. It will be especially valuable for people going through infertility, their partners, close friends, and family members who want to understand the emotional weight of repeated treatment cycles. Its practical benefit is empathy. It helps readers recognize how IVF can affect self-image, marriage, social belonging, and mental well-being. Its intellectual value is in showing how a deeply private medical journey is also shaped by culture, expectation, and silence. What makes the book stand out among fertility memoirs is its blend of candor and humor. That tone prevents the subject from becoming either clinical or overly sentimental, and it allows difficult experiences to be described in a way that feels human and accessible. For readers looking for a story that normalizes infertility without minimizing it, this memoir offers a distinctive and memorable perspective. If you would like to support Brett Rousseau, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.